with my family, we've always used humor to cope and deal with unpleasant situations. You know, try to keep the humor in it, because if you don't laugh, you're gonna go crazy. So that's what we do. We joke a lot. We find that the more we talk about it with people, then we just grow our support network. So I'm all about bringing awareness. Like, let's talk about this. Let's get it out on the table.
About 50,000 Utahns are living with Alzheimer's disease or some other form of dementia. Lori Staples' mom is one of them.
I just hate for the person living with the disease all the things that it robs them of. They lose their identity, and it's so hard to watch somebody with the disease, because in their mind, like, they don't understand, I guess, what's going on. It's so hard to watch people when they have a perfectly capable physical body, but their mind just isn't there. It's pretty cruel.
Staples' mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2014 and is in a holding pattern with her disease. But that doesn't make the situation easier for Staples or her sister, their mother's primary caregiver. Their reality is stark. Staples' mom is never going to get better, just progressively worse. Perhaps that's why finding humor in the everyday situations makes caregiving a little easier to manage.
My mom, she repeats the same question over and over and over. And so to a lot of people, that can be kind of frustrating, and they might get tired of answering the same question over and over. But I just try to look at it. She's not doing it to be funny. Like, she's doing it because she really doesn't know. She doesn't remember that she just asked me if I have any travel plans. She just remembers that I travel. And so I'm grateful that she remembers that. I take each question with a smile and just try to answer it and be calm with her.
For Elizabeth Fouth, an associate professor of human development and family studies at Utah State University, that's an important tack for caregivers to take. In Utah, about 80% of people caring for a person with dementia are family members. The role can be physically demanding, financially stressful, and emotionally taxing. And she says that although the work is difficult, it's still possible to have meaningful interactions with a loved one.
Have people try to laugh and find joy and engage somebody in something. It's not the end of the road. And the person can still find these meaningful moments in their life, which also gives meaningful moments to the caregivers. To see that person engaged in something, to have a laugh, kind of reminds us of the humanity. It reminds us that the person is still there, even if things have shifted. Being a caregiver is hard work, and I don't want people to feel guilty that it's not all roses all the time. Like, you don't have to have engaging activities 24 hours a day either. That's not the solution. I think the solution is to try to enjoy the moments that you can as often as possible.
Engaging persons with dementia in conversations or activities, even if they don't always make sense, is worth the effort, Fouth says. She recently wrapped up a study observing persons with advanced dementia in assisted care settings, and found that most of the time, people responded positively to staff members when they made efforts to interact.
To me, I think at this stage in the disease, it doesn't mean that the person doesn't want to have interactions or doesn't want to engage in something. It's that they're having difficulty sort of taking the initiative to do it themselves. They can't stand up, walk across the room and say, "Hi, my name is Beth. I'd like to go out for a walk today." They just can't do that. And so it's kind of up to the staff to maybe recognize that the person needs an activity or wants to have an interaction or just could benefit from that.
There is no paid overtime for caregivers, and often no time off. Although there are support services available through the state's caregiver support program, many people feel they're going in alone. Lynn Miner, the Utah Department of Health's Alzheimer's State Plan specialist, she says that learning more about the disease can affect the quality caregivers provide. By understanding the changes coming, it can help people plan and to cope. That's why the health department recently introduced Dementia Dialogues, a class for caregivers in communities across the state.
And it's very helpful, I think, explaining at the very beginning of the class about the different types of dementia. And just dependent upon the type of dementia that you have, it will affect how their brain deteriorates and how they're acting and behaving.
Throughout the course, caregivers learn communication strategies and techniques for managing difficult behaviors that may arise as the disease progresses, as well as methods for creating a safe and calming environment. But if Miner has one tip for caregivers, and she was one herself for 8 years caring for her dad who had vascular dementia, it's this.
Take time for yourself to seek support from either family members or your neighbors or your clergy to assist you as you help your loved one. The Alzheimer's Association also has a 24/7 helpline, and I called them many times just to seek some assistance and some counseling. So getting help for yourself, getting support, and taking care of your health.
That's precisely why events like the upcoming Walk to End Alzheimer's are important for creating a supportive environment for caregivers to swap stories and to reflect. Again, Lori Staples.
This will be my 5th year participating in the walk. I love doing it because I feel like this is a way I can support my mom. I get a team together and we raise money for the Alzheimer's Association. To me, it's a great support network because when I reach out to my friends and family, it's interesting that they've also got stories of loved ones that have suffered from dementia or Alzheimer's. It's a really good day to kind of remember why you're out there. Like, why are you walking? You may feel like you're alone, but when you come to this walk, you know you're not alone.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kristen Munson.
Support for Diagnosed has been provided in part by our members and Intermountain Budge Clinic, a multi-specialty clinic offering care for every member of your family in one location. Details at budgeclinic.org.